It's 42 degrees coming up on 8:56 on this Friday morning. It's time to take a look at the commodity markets today, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are things starting off here on this Friday, Bill?
Well, we're kind of mixed. Of course, we have a big report out here at 11 o'clock this morning, and that's what everybody's focused on. The May corn is up about a penny and a quarter at 358 3/4. December corn is at 382 1/2. That's up 1 1/2. The May beans are down 4 cents at 959. November beans at 960 are down 3 1/4. And the July wheat is up about 1 1/4 cents here this morning. The livestock are down a little bit. The hogs are down about 50 cents off the quarterly hogs and pigs report yesterday. Cattle are down about 60 cents here right now. The outside markets, we're seeing really a lot of really nothing. The dollar's pretty much unchanged. Gold's unchanged. The crude's down slightly. And the Dow is down about 40 points and NASDAQ down 3. So not a lot of activity there. Of course, like I said, the funds have been big sellers going into this report. It's one of the major reports that we have because we report stocks as well as the prospective plantings here this morning. Corn is kind of neutral as far as the short-term indicators go. Beans are pretty heavily oversold as far as the indicators go right now. If we look at the guesses for the report today on the stocks on corn, they're looking for 8.534 billion bushels of corn, and on the acreage, about 90.969 million acres of corn planted. I believe that anything below 8.5 and 91 would probably be positive and give us at least a little kick in the market if we would see those kind of numbers. On the soybeans, 1.684 is a stocks number they're looking for, 88 million planted acres. Again, I think anything below that guess of 88 and 1.65 billion on the stock side would be, I think, really pretty positive on the beans and probably could get us a pretty good bounce. I think that going into the report, a person could, it's usually a lot of volatility right around this March 31st report. Have some offers in there if you're looking to get some stuff sold, even if you think that there are levels that, you know, may not be possible there. I think, you know, we could potentially see limit moves. I'm not saying we're going to, but we have seen that several years out of the last 5 or 6 years here around this March 31st report. So that's kind of where we're at. Not a lot of news other out here. They did raise the South American bean crop up again here. It just seems like that Brazil bean crop keeps getting bigger, so that continues kind of weigh on that market. So other than that, Brian, I guess we'll wait for 11 o'clock and see what happens here.
All right, we'll see how that report comes out. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing, thanks for the update.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. It's 8:59, 42 degrees. Checking current conditions here. We're at 42 degrees with cloudy skies in Urbana. We've had a little light rain here this morning. That should be out of the area by noon or shortly thereafter. And checking current conditions elsewhere around our listening area right now. 42 degrees in Decatur, 41 with a little light rain in Danville, 43 degrees, a little mist right now in Charleston and Mattoon, 46 degrees in Paris. We expect cloudy skies, cooler temperatures as the day wears on, a high of 47 degrees, northwest winds gusting up to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 36, wind out of the north gusting up to 20. Partly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 56. We'll warm up a bit for the day on Sunday, mostly cloudy, the high 63. Rain back in Sunday night into Monday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.